More than 24 rail cars loaded with tons of freshly mined limestone come grinding to a halt at Texas Industries' massive mining operation near Mill Creek. When State Impact visited Shannon Shirley's property not far from here last summer, she blamed mining for disrupting the creek she relies on.
When we first moved down here, we had tons of it. We had enough water that we could put a paddle boat in this creek, and now we can't even put a canoe on it.
Digging a quarter-mile-wide hole hundreds of feet deep displaces a lot of aquifer water. And if the water levels drop below where it enters streams and springs, towns like Ada, Tishomingo, and Davis will have to find another source. So in 2003, area legislators set out to make sure that didn't happen. A law was passed that ordered the water board to determine how much water could safely be removed from the Arbuckle-Simpson. The study took 6 years.
For the first time ever, the state legislature recognize the connection between groundwater and surface water.
J.D. Strong is executive director of the OWRB.
It takes a long time, first of all, just to do a sophisticated study of this magnitude.
Finally, in March 2012, the OWRB had its number, 0.2 acre feet per year, or about 65,000 gallons of water per acre of land. Since then, there have been hearings and public comment and plenty of complaints, many, not surprisingly, from the mining industry. Oklahoma Aggregates Association's Jim Rodriguez.
During times of drought like we've been in, we feel that that would be quite a challenge. We'll have to be on our toes.
But the limit won't just apply to the mining industry. It goes for everyone who has a permit to use water from the Arbuckle-Simpson. And while some landowners, like Shirley, strongly support the water board's effort, others see it as outright theft of water they've been using for years.
The reality is that 0.2 is not enough water to do anything with.
Jim Barnett represents a group of landowners opposed to the 0.2 acre feet limit.
You know, the water board has said, well, you need about two acre feet per year for irrigation. They're giving them 0.2 of that, so you can't even irrigate with the amount of water that they're leaving them. You can't do anything with them.
He has trouble understanding why cities and towns that need the aquifer's water would support the limit, but they are. Former Ada Mayor Dick Scalf makes the case very simply.
You can't take out more than goes in there. Ada will have to buy additional water rights.
That won't make water bills any cheaper. But J.D. Strong says the OWRB only did what the legislature told it to, determine how much water is too much to take from the Arbuckle-Simpson. And he's very confident in that 0.2 acre feet number.
More so than any maximum annual yield study that's ever been done by this agency.
Barnett and Rodriguez have plenty of criticism for the study itself, but Strong stands firmly behind the science.
There was a lot more time, a lot more money, a lot more scientists and resources and effort that went into developing the models, the science, the data to support this maximum annual yield.
Well, like it or not, that's the rule. For now, the Water Board's decision can be appealed, so the 10-year saga over the Arbuckle-Simpson aquifer might not be finished yet. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.